Joining me in the studio, I'm very pleased to have WRT's own. Of course, he's also owned by several other radio stations. I will not name them.
Not true.
He's kind of a little...
Those are alternative facts, Tony.
Those... I've only heard you on those other stations, even though I don't listen to them. But I heard that you were on them. Yeah, because you post about it. That's okay, though. I'm all right with that. I'm open about it. There it is. Play it.
Give you a little shake of the rattlesnake tail there. I am DJ L. Serpentine, not L. Serpentine, as Tony said earlier today.
Depends, man.
But you can call me
Serpentine.
Sal. Yeah, DJ L. Serpentine, because I'm probably going to stain my deck this summer.
All right, good, man. Well, we got some really exciting stuff going on, and Ward is involved in a lot of big ways. It's Record Store Day, and it falls on 420, man, which is
what
like
happened?
Wink,
it's,
wink, I don't know, something happens
on 420. The planets aligned after the eclipse, and all of a sudden, Record Store Day and 420 fell on the same day, and it's almost too much for me to comprehend.
It is. It's going to be, I mean, Record Store Day is always big, but this is going to be like bigger.
Huge. It'll be huge, Tony. Huge.
Yeah, man. First of all, who decides when Record Store Day is?
Well, I was just going to say.
Stars or what? Astronomy?
No,
how do they do
this is the 16th annual Record Store Day.
In the world, right?
It's
a worldwide phenomenon.
It started in 2008.
Where?
Well, you know, someone involved with record labels and record stores, you know, they got together with this concept that they knew vinyl was coming back. They knew there was an interest in records.
2008,
And so they came up with... all these collectible, you know, limited edition pressings. Some are like reissues of records that you can't find anymore. Some are new releases that, you know, this is like the first time you're able to get your hands on this new release or whatever. And they ship these out to independent record stores across the nation. Well, probably overseas too. I don't really know what happens across the pond. But, you know, I do know what's happening here in the United States. And that's, you know, like in here in Madison, it's going to be B-Side, Mad City, Strictly Discs. You know, they're the mainstays.
They're like the only record stores anyhow.
Well, the door is getting involved this year, which is the metal and punk store on Monona Drive.
Oh, wow.
It's kind of over there near where Rossi's used to be. It's North Shore Subs or something now, right?
Cool.
But, yeah, so... WRT, you know, has been excited about this all along because we love vinyl here. You know, we play
records.
But
can I ask a question? Oh. When it first started, where did it first start? I mean, everywhere? Was the whole country said, hey, and who said it?
All those stores that I mentioned in Madison were all a part of it initially.
All right.
I think Earwax was still around back then, and, you know, Sugar Shack WRT DJs in and stuff like that. So it's a great opportunity to celebrate your independent record store. You know, those are your locally owned stores, so you're not going online to these big, you know, corporate places to buy your music. You're actually going to a local, you know, business and spending your money here locally, and that's what's great about it.
But that's what it's about. That's what Record State is about.
It's about celebrating music. It's about supporting local stores, and it's about records. And like my sister recently asked me, why do you like records? Why are you buying records, you know, in 2024? And it's like the whole ritual of it. You know, I love opening up the sleeve. I love the smell of the vinyl when I pull it out. I love going over to the turntable and dropping it on the turntable and putting the tone arm on there.
Eli, are you following this?
The whole process.
Did you ever hear of records?
So cool.
It's funny. I don't buy records, but I'm excited because I know I've been buying a bunch of comedy CDs lately, and so it's a similar energy, but it's not quite the beautiful vinyl.
Don't take your comedy CDs and put them on a turntable and drop a tone arm on them because it's not gonna.
it's not the same technology.
Yeah, no,
I got to learn all this new stuff.
Do you even have a turntable?
I don't own a turntable.
Neither do I. And I do have records. I'm
right there behind you, Tony.
I know. Well, I'm not gonna take those. not right now in front of everybody.
Jeff's got it. vinyl queued up here this morning. So,
all right.
But you know, WRT has gotten involved kind of with these things from the beginning. Don Swadley, who does the Feed Me Weird Things programs on late Thursday night, early Friday morning, has sort of been the guy that's been organizing a lot of these Record Store Day events over the years. Sugar Shack used to be the main place where we would have WRT DJs go down and spin throughout the day. You know, Sugar Shack closed a couple years ago.
I know.
Sadly. So Don set something up this year where from 12 noon to 5 p.m. at Sig's Treasure Chest, and that's at the corner of North Street and Johnson. Sort of, it's the parking lot behind that brick building. Mm-hmm. It's, if you look right across the street from where Crostini Subs.
Kitty Corner from there in that little black.
Right.
Yeah. Cool.
Right. Sort of, you know, diagonally across from where Dexter's pub is. But there's going to be a bunch of different vendors and, you know, little pop-up shops set up there in that parking lot this Saturday.
And WRT DJs are going to be there, right?
And, yes, we'll have WRT DJs, DJ Kira Skiro and DJ Spin Cycle, who's our friend Encore, and Steph Stringer from, what is it? Infinite Variety. But in addition to that, the metal and punk store I just mentioned, The Door on Monona Drive, is having Matt and Mike from the WRT Mosh Pit, which you can hear on Monday nights.
What time is that going to be?
And that is happening from 1 to 3 p.m.
Wow. On Monroe, there's going to be some punk on Monroe.
Monona
Drive.
Yeah, that's Monona Drive. Right. But then later is the event that I set up.
Okay, let's hear this.
So, Tony, in addition to be a volunteer DJ and, you know, volunteering at all these local events where I, you know, I'm runner and sometimes I'm pouring beer and stuff like that, I'm also sometimes a volunteer concert promoter. And these days, usually where I'm doing those events is at the Crystal Corner. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And I had been friends with Joe Lambert for a long time, and Joe would always give me, you know, at least one Saturday per season to book a show in. Now Bobby Hussey took over after Joe retired, And Bobby and I are friends as well. And he said, hey, I got this open date. It's Saturday, April 20th. And right away, it's like I lit up like a pinball machine.
For many different reasons.
I was like, ding, 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 that's 420. And then I looked at my calendar and I went, ding, 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 that's record store day. And so immediately I thought, we got to make this a WORT event instead of just me, you know, booking in some bands to play.
Great. And so what did you get? So, what do we got going on? And this is a cool thing for everybody. It's a fundraiser for awards.
Right. We're going to be, you know, proceeds from this event are going towards WORT, but along the lines of 420, which is a celebration of, you know, counterculture activities. It's a celebration of having choice in your life, which is, of course, is very important in lots of social and political topics these days. But, you know, in line with it being Record Store Day and 420, what we're going to do is we're going to start off at 8 o'clock on Saturday at the Crystal Corner with WRT DJ Julia McAnley from her Infinite Variety. And Julia actually is now also doing shows on the slot that I do, which is Friday on My Mind.
Oh, wow.
On Friday nights, along with, you know, Harry Ragg and Bill the Walking Doctor, and I kind of rotate. Now Julia is in that rotation as well.
I got to say that I actually find myself awake and listening to Ward on Sundays, and I like what they're playing on her Infinite Variety.
Yeah, and Julia's new here at Wart, but she's really, you know, come on like gangbusters, and I'm really excited to have her open the event on Saturday. So that'll be at 8 o'clock, and then at 9 o'clock, local Madison band The Earthlings are going to play, and The Earthlings are big friends of WORT. You may have seen them at the Waterfront Festival last year when they played. And then...
And you would describe their music as...
Hard to describe, but very appropriate for a 420 event. They're kind of psychedelic, which means a million different things. Means different things to different people.
Right.
But at any rate, they're going to play about a 70-minute set, and then Brian Hirsch from Green Morning Radio is going to DJ in between the bands, and then the headliner at about 10:45 or so will be If Dakar, and they are huge in the local jam band scene. They're from the Fox Valley, based out of Appleton. Their album that they did a couple years ago was produced by Jake Sinninger from Umphrey's McGee down in Chicago, which is a huge jam band. Mm-hmm, Jake actually plays lead guitar on some of that album. If Dakar also started their own festival promotion company called Whisk Jam, or Wee Jam, W-I Jam, Wisconsin Jam.
Cool.
And they don't play here often enough, so I was really, really pumped to get If Dakar to headline. But then after they get done at midnight, the big headliner for WORT is New Phone Rick, who does the XL2 live music hour at midnight on Friday nights. And he does live music exclusively on his show and does a lot of jam bands. So he's going to be perfect for this event.
And is he going to be spinning, or is he going to be?
He is doing an all vinyl set. Wow, we're going to have two turntables and, also accessibility.
A good late night. The bar's going to stay open until almost bar time. Finally, for the first time in many, many years.
Typical timing. But it's all starting at 8 o'clock this Saturday at the Crystal Corner. And yes, proceeds do support WRT Community Radio.
And that's cool. The great events. But not only that, all the record stores that you mentioned, though, they're going to have all kinds of deals too going on.
Absolutely.
All right. Hey, it's getting on time, though. Sal, thank you so much for coming down here. And cool, again, everybody check out all that stuff. It benefits WRT. Me and Eli are going to try and get out of here at 9 o'clock, and we failed again.
Oh, perfect.
God darn it. I want to thank Scott McDonald, Dane County Clerk. I want to thank you. Sasha's got that big show tonight, The Crucible. Eli, I'll see you later. Thank you, everybody, for listening. Thank you, Sal, for coming on again. Don't forget 420 Record Store Day everywhere, and then go to the Crystal Corner later. And I'm going to see you at the Crystal, man.
I'll be there.
All right. I'll be there, too. Hey.